Okay, guys, let's stop and take a break. Grab a seat on one of these two logs. Remember the second beast, yucky feelings? Here's something that might surprise you. All of the things you feel, even if your stomach hurts, for example, are exactly what your body is supposed to feel, except for one thing. You're feeling them when you really don't need to be feeling them.
Excuse me? If I don't need to feel them, then why do I?
I know, this is usually a surprise, but the truth is your body is working like it's supposed to work if there's something dangerous. What makes it so bad is that it's just happening at the wrong time and way too strongly.
Imagine joining a trip with Cameron and his family to Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. At the moment, they're parked on the side of the road, taking in the view.
Dad, I thought you said this park has geysers and sulfur pits. Are we going to them soon?
Oh, we'll get to those places soon, son. This is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Did you know that right there is a giant volcano
underneath the... Dad!
In a minute, have you ever seen such beautiful landscapes? The mountains,
Dad,
the trees,
Dad, bear,
fabulous.
Dad, coming up, Dad. Dad, go, Dad,
did you
go!
Bear? Well, bears are very common in the Yellowstone National Park.
Dad, the bear is right... He was right there. Did you see those teeth? So close. He was coming in. Keep driving, Dad.
Whoa, I did not see that bear coming. I was looking at the view. Whoa, I'm really sorry, son. Boy, I feel my heart racing on that. Whew, that was actually incredible.
I was so scared, still shaking. Are you sure he's gone? I do not want to go back there. No way. Do you think that there are any more?
Oh, no. I don't think there's any more bears. Besides, we'll go back the other way. Just take a couple deep breaths. It's really safe now. You know, a bear can't catch us in the car.
Dad, I'm all sweaty. I feel weird. I feel shaky. I can barely breathe. I think I might be sick.
Just keep breathing, son. We're okay now. You'll be calm in a minute. Man, imagine if you hadn't yelled for me to step on the gas. We still might be back there with that bear. And boy, you sure slammed on that window button. I thought you were going to break it.
I did?
Yeah, and you were waving your arms trying to get the window to go up faster. Don't you remember doing that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize it. It's like my body just took over. Weird.
Yeah, it's a good thing it did because it worked. It got us out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just try to calm down now.
Wouldn't you be scared too? Now, you betcha. Cameron's body was doing the right thing at the right time.
Later, Cameron would tell this story, and the fear would be the fun part to tell. But what would happen if you're in school, and that same intense fear comes over you, just like seeing the bear, but there isn't a bear?
Yellowstone Park is one of the first national parks. It was made a national park.
Yellowstone, yeah. I have PE next, and we have to do those physical fitness tests today. I hate those tests. Everyone's going to look at me and laugh, Cameron, you're such a wimp. It's going to be totally embarrassing. I don't want to go. Ugh, I feel a little sick. Oh no, what if I get the panic feeling? Everyone will see me, and I'm going to freak. Oh no, not now. My hands, sweaty, feeling sick. Ugh, can't get breath. Shaky, terrible. I've got to get out of here.
Cameron's body is reacting just like when the bear came at his car, which is just what it was supposed to do when there's a bear. However, in this classroom, there isn't any real danger, just imagined danger. He's imagined something terrible happening, and his body follows his mind.
This is what happens to you, too. Once your fear gets going, then you become afraid of feeling afraid. It seems like a bear, but it's just your imagination.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it feels so real. It's amazing.
Yeah, what we feel is real. It's just at the wrong time.
So how do you tell your brain that it's not real?
That's a great question, Matt. One way to help your brain know it's not real is to make sure it has the correct information. I once told my daughter Nicole that there was a bear right behind her. Now, if I told you that right now, you would completely freak out like Cameron did since we're in the woods like he was. But my daughter smiled with joy and turned around to take a look. Why? One word. Zoo. That three-letter word made all the difference in the world. When I told her there was a bear right behind her, she knew she was safe because it was behind a big glass window at the zoo that allowed her to enjoy it up close without getting hurt. Having the right information and really trusting that it's true can really help.
When we stop at Dolliver's cabin, we'll have him tell a story about a scared boy that will also help answer your question.
How much farther is his cabin?
We just have to cross over the valley and climb up to the top of that hill. It's not too far.